From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama was in Belgrade, Montana today, pushing his administration's health care overhaul plan. The president's appearance at a town hall-style meeting comes as efforts to craft a health care initiative have been running into increasing difficulty. However, the president said without action on health care, the nation will be unable to move forward.
If we want a country that succeeds in the 21st century, then we have to lay a new foundation for lasting prosperity. And health insurance reform is one of the key pillars of this new foundation.
The president is kicking off a four-state push for his health care initiative. He said too many Americans are being held hostage by health insurance companies that would deny coverage based on pre-existing conditions. Mr. Obama also blamed some of the controversy over health care on the media, accusing reporters of overemphasizing scenes of angry protesters at recent health care town hall discussions. Lynette Squeaky Frome, the would-be assassin of President Gerald Ford, has been released from federal prison after more than 30 years. Frome was also a loyal follower to Charles Manson, who was serving a life sentence for the 1969 murders of actress Sharon Tate and eight others. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Squeaky Frome met Charles Manson in Venice Beach in 1967 and quickly became a member of the so-called family. She was not implicated in the Tate-LaBianca murders, but she camped outside the trial in 69 and carved an X on her forehead in solidarity with the accused. 6 years later, in Sacramento's Capitol Park, Frome raised a .45 semi-automatic handgun and tried to point it at President Gerald Ford. Secret Service agent Larry Boondorf saw her arm raise slowly, and he snatched the gun out of her hand. As she was taken away, Frome could be heard saying on videotape, "It didn't go off." While the gun was loaded, Frome told investigators she had purposely ejected the cartridge from the firing chamber before leaving her house, and indeed investigators found a .45 cartridge in her bathroom. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
Industrial output in the U.S. rose in July for the first time in 9 months. NPR's Dave Mattingly has more.
The rebound was due largely to the Detroit automakers. The Federal Reserve says output at the nation's factories, mines, and utilities rose 0.5%, led by the auto industry. The production of vehicles and auto parts jumped 20% last month. General Motors and Chrysler reopened some of their plants in July as they emerged from bankruptcy protection. Some had been idle for weeks as the companies restructured. The increase in industrial output was just the second since the nation's economic recession began in December of 2007. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 76 points for the week. The Dow was down 0.5%. The Nasdaq closed down 23 points. The S&P 500 fell 8 points today. This is NPR. Now appears a missing Russian cargo ship that vanished in the Atlantic last month has been found near Cape Verde. A French Defense Ministry spokesman says the Cape Verde Coast Guard confirmed the ship, the Arctic Sea, has been discovered some 520 miles from the former Portuguese colony off the west coast of Africa. The ship had been missing since it passed through the English Channel at the end of July. The Arctic Sea had a crew of 15 Russian sailors and was carrying a cargo of timber valued at more than $1.5 million. Russia says it's sending a naval ship to investigate. Michael Vick, the NFL quarterback who served nearly 2 years in prison on dogfighting charges, met the media today as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Flanked by his new head coach, Andy Reid, and former Indianapolis Colts head coach turned personal advisor, Tony Dungy, Michael Vick said he was grateful for the second chance. Vick answered questions from reporters about his football skills, his contrition, and briefly touched on his plans to work with the Philadelphia community.
I figure if I can, you know, help more animals than I hurt, then, you know, I'm contributing, I'm doing my part.
The Humane Society is working with Vick to this end. He and the two coaches both acknowledge that not everyone, Philadelphian football fan or not, will be pleased with the decision to sign the man who was once the highest paid player in the game. But they all expressed belief that Vick still had contributions to make as a player and person. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Seniors enrolled in Medicare can expect to pay another $2 a month for their prescription drug coverage starting next year. Medicare officials say the average monthly premium for the government's drug plan will be rising from $28 to $30. Details on the benefits and premiums will be announced in September. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.